When you surrender, God will accept.
I live a life of surrendering every thought that enters my mind and every belief that enters my heart to God. I do this every day of my life, no exceptions. Many of these thoughts and beliefs turn out to be truths that the father of lies turned into lies when I had accepted his suggestions. Other thoughts and beliefs are truth-based disappointments and grief that cause pain in my heart. It does not matter to me whether the thoughts of my mind and the beliefs of my heart are lies or truth. I yield them all to the power and control of my perfect Father. For I want God to work in me according to His good purpose.
For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose. Philippians 2:13.
Sometimes, when I try to yield my thoughts and beliefs to God, the father of lies would tell me that I am not surrendering in a way that is acceptable to God, that God would not accept my surrender unless I do it perfectly. I would like to let you know that there is no wrong way to surrender anything or anyone to God. He will accept and guard what you have entrusted Him, even if you do not submit someone or something in a perfect way.
Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, His body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. Hebrews 10:19-22.
I bless you to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. Draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance that He accepts what you entrust Him, even when it feels so unreal and unacceptable. Enter boldly into the presence of the Most High with a heart fully trusting Him, for He has never forsaken those who seek Him.
Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Psalm 9:10.
I bless you.